Hi, this is Christmas Throughout the Year, where I talk about everything and anything in between. If there's anything you'd like to discuss with me, please leave me a message. I will try to answer you. I will try to get a hold of you. Please do not leave anything personal on there or a phone number or anything like that. You can just leave me a message. My third episode is going to be talking all about what's been going on TV with the former president. I'm not big on politics. I try to stay out of the limelight, out of everything, out of the limelight. And I am amazed at everything that's happened. It's sad that it's happened. I mean, this is the United States of America, and this should not have ever happened. And this is history. It is making history. And, you know, I don't know what to say that he's a grown adult. We all know right from wrong. Maybe we don't. I don't know. I mean, I've made mistakes. You've made mistakes. We all make mistakes. But we correct them and we acknowledge them and we stand up to those mistakes. We don't deny them. So, I'm hoping everything goes well for him. If you have any questions, you can always write into the news interviews and they can answer your questions. Right now, they say this is going to either hurt him or help him. I believe it's helping him. And I believe he's ahead in the polls and Biden's not too far behind him, but he is ahead in the polls, and that just amazes me. I can't figure out why. I don't know why. But, all we can say is we wish him well. I don't hate the man. I don't hate anyone. I just don't like the way he led the American people. And he lied to the American people. And that is a no-no when you're in office, especially a high office like that, you know. Even if you're not in the office, you should not be lying because you're always going to get caught in your lies. You need to stand up and be honest. Okay, remember that. Honesty is the best policy. I know you don't think about it at the time because you just want to get out of it, whatever situation you're in, but honesty is the best policy. So if you say to your kids, well, I was here last night, that's why I didn't get home till late. And then someone approaches one of your kids at school and says, I saw your dad at, or I saw your mom at. Okay, well, that's a lie. You know, one lie leads to another lie, a lie after lie. And sometimes when that happens, you start to believe your own lies. That's the psychology factor. You start to believe your own lies. So I think this is what's happened to him, basically, that he's lied so much through the years that he believes his own lies. You know, what I'm really sad about is the family separating from him, the grandkids, his kids, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, his wife. They're all, like, not taking part in any of this. Which, it's their decision to do that. But, you know, I don't know what was going through his mind when he did that. I think he is a bad loser. Yes, I will say that. Because you can't win them all. You win some, you lose some. I don't know how many times I thought I won the war, but I didn't. Because it doesn't benefit anyone. You know what I'm saying? So all I can do is pray for him and hope for the best. And we're going to see how this turnout comes about in another year. So thank you for listening and have a very, very good weekend.